I'm going to want to talk to you for a little bit, but I'm old, so I got to go sit in a chair to do it, okay? But I want you, while I'm doing that, I just want you to look at everybody, just stay right where you are, take a look. These are all the people that care about you, that are praying for you, and as they see you up here, they're thinking when they were up here taking their first communion, so they want to think about it for a minute. So just look at everybody while I get my chair, okay? Okay, now I'm going to want you guys to turn around and make yourself comfortable somewhere around me here, okay? Kind of sit down a little bit. Find some place to sit down nice. I know it's not the nicest spot, so I'm sorry. First, like I said, I want to thank you guys for working so hard to learn about the things that are going to happen today for First Communion. It's a very special day that I hope you guys remember. A lot of people remember. Some people remember their whole lives. I was talking to somebody who remembered they got her First Communion 60 years ago, and she still remembered it today. And in fact, yesterday, I had a lady that she said this was the day that she had her First Communion 72 years ago. Holy cow. That was a long time. But I'm sure that of the things you learned a lot of things about yourself. One is that God made you, and he made you exactly the way he wants you to be. He made you exactly the way he wants, so he made you perfectly. And when he made you in his image. Like there's a little bit of God in all of us to see. And we're really made in two parts. We have our bodies and we have our souls. And our souls are the place that Jesus is going to come into when you receive your first communion. And we have to take our job is to grow up and to grow well and be healthy in our body and our souls. Okay? Now, I know that experts have already told us, like scientists and doctors, how we could grow well in our body and take care of our body. So we know that pretty well. So I'm going to go over that first with you guys, okay? So stay right here. Look at this big thing here. This is called the food pyramid. Have you ever heard of this? No? Well, you will, let me tell you. This is what you're supposed to do to keep your bodies healthy. You have to eat right. This is one of the things that you have to do. And you're supposed to do a lot of things at the bottom of the pyramid and not do a lot of things at the top of the pyramid. So let's just talk about the bottom one. What does this say? You should eat what? Vegetables and fruit. And how many servings are you supposed to have? 5 to 7. Holy cow. That means you got to eat like lettuce as soon as you get up in the morning. Not too many people do that, do they? What's the next one that they have? Cereals and breads. And how many of those are you supposed to eat? 3 to 5. So that's a lot. You know what my first bread is that I eat in the morning? Donuts. I think donuts are a bread. Don't you think so? I think they're a bread too. So yeah, good. Then I'm glad that I'm eating good. And then we have to have, what's the third one we have here? Milk or yogurt or things like that, like ice cream? Okay, fine. And it also says you're supposed to drink a lot of water. What does it say? How much water are you supposed to drink? Where does it, right here, I think it says here. How many glasses of water? 6 to 8 glasses of water. That's a lot, though, isn't it? That's a gallon. It's at least a gallon. This is kind of hard to do, isn't it? Don't you think? I think. And you're not supposed to eat a lot of what? What's at the top? Yeah. McDonald's is at the top. Very good. The kids learned a lot about their first communion, so we're good. But see how hard it is, like, to take care of your body? Jesus makes everything easy. And if you want to remember anything in your life, just remember that Jesus makes it easy. Because to take care of the second part of us, our souls, we only have to do one thing. One thing. We don't have to do all this stuff. We only have to do one thing, and that's receive him in the Eucharist, which is what you guys are going to do today. So when Jesus gives us that gift, he's giving us a gift of himself. He's coming into your souls. He's going to be with you. And that wonderful gift means something beautiful. It means that Jesus, he told us that this is his body and his blood. He said, that's me. And then these last couple weeks, Jesus has been trying to tell us what that means. And he says to us, he says things like, abide in me. Abide means to come and stay and live in me. So Jesus says, live in me as I live in you. And we're thinking, oh, what's that like? So he told us one story about sheep and a shepherd. He said, it's like you're all sheep and I'm the shepherd and I take care of you. And last week he told us a story about the vine and the branches. It's like he's the big trunk of the tree and we're all the branches of the tree. That's what Jesus is trying to show us, what it's like to be inside of him. And what that great gift of his is, it means that once you receive your first communion, you're never alone. Jesus is always with you. It means that he's with you when you're happy. He's with you when you're sad. He's with you when you're scared. He's with you when it's dark. He's with you when you're sleeping. He's with you when you're awake. You're never, ever alone. And that's a great gift that he gave us, a great gift. But with that gift, like any good gift, comes a responsibility. Do you know what the word responsibility means? It means that you got to take care of something. You can't just get it. Do you guys remember like the best Christmas gift you ever got? Do you? And it may have been something that you have to take care of that you don't break it. How many of you guys got pets like dogs or cats or guinea pigs or something? All right. Do you have a pet because you got to take care of it, right? You have to feed it and you have to take care of it. How many of you guys got plants in your house? That's a lot of you. And do you have to water those plants or they die, right? That's what responsibility means. And so when Jesus gave you a great gift, he's giving you some responsibility. There's something you have to do. And Jesus told us in our gospel today. He said, if you want me to stay in you, you have to obey the commandments. How many commandments are there? Yep. Seven. There's seven sacraments, but that's a very good answer. There are, actually, that's the right, there are seven, but there's a little bit more. There's 10 commandments, but Jesus even makes that easy for us. Remember I said Jesus makes everything easy? Because he said, really, there's only one commandment, and that's to love one another. But it's a hard one, because Jesus says to love each other as he loves us. That's not just loving a little bit. That means you have to love everybody with your whole heart. And you're able to do it because Jesus is helping you. But that says, Jesus says that love is so important, is so hard, and it's so special that it's as if you would give your life up for somebody. That's a certain way of loving. So I want to tell you a little tiny story about that, all right? So don't go away again. This is a story about loving people the way that Jesus wants us to love them. And it says that even you are capable of loving somebody like that. It's a story about an 8-year-old brother. How old are you guys? 7 or 8 years old. Most of you are 8. So it's about your age. So it's a story about an 8-year-old brother who has a younger sister, but she's dying. The younger sister is dying of leukemia. Leukemia is a type of cancer that takes your blood. You can't make the right kind of blood. And so if you don't get treated and they can't fix it, that you die from it. So her younger sister was dying, and to help her, the parents explained to the brother that the sister needed a blood transfusion, and they wanted to give some of the blood from the brother to help the sister to see, and that the brother's blood was probably compatible. That means that it probably would match. In other words, we have to have matching blood. We just can't give blood to everybody. It has to match. and it helped to keep her from dying. So mom and dad asked the brother if he would give her a pint, it's a certain amount of blood, to his sister and help her. And he agreed to have the blood tested. And the test showed that his blood was compatible, that he could give it to his sister. So the mom and dad asked the son if he would be willing to give the sister, his little sister, a pint of blood. And he said that he would think about it overnight. So the next day, he went to his parents, and he said he was ready to donate his blood to his sister. So they took him to the hospital, and they put them both on a little bed next to each other. And as they were to the IV, they had to put a needle to get some of the blood out. And the nurse took the blood out of the brother, and he was giving it to the sister. And it was going on, and he was laying there. And the boy lay in the bed in silence while his blood was dripping from him into his sister so he could help her. And then a doctor came over to see how he was doing. The boy opened his eyes, and he asked, "How soon will it be before I start to die?" He thought that he was actually going to die for his sister by giving him a little bit of blood. That's how much he loved her. So that's how much Jesus loves us. And he just asks of us that we will love as much as we can everybody. They call this the first communion. They don't call it your last communion. Because although it's just a beginning, it's like the first step of something. And every day that you receive Jesus again, you're to love more. That's all Jesus asks. He asks you to do one thing, receive him, and then your responsibility is that you love. So I want you to remember that when you get your first communion and you get Jesus in your souls, okay? All right, you guys can go back to your seats. Thank you.